I start, right? You want me to start?
You've always been the starter. You got, like, the starting voice.
I don't think I got the starting voice, but I'll start. I'll give it, like, 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, where two dumbasses, well, today it's going to be three dumbasses, just talk. I'm Justin. There's Alan and Adam today.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thank you.
What's going on?
Thank you. The latter one was Adam, the mysterious Adam that we reference all the time. And today was a Christmas episode, but not a Christmas episode. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I think Adam has a story for us first.
Oh, man, I get to start it off?
Yeah, that's what you said. You had a story, shit. Right?
Well, hey, pressure, man. No pressure. We've been off for 4 months. You better bring it.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I guess it's not necessarily a story as much as it's like a situation from what might have been, you know, one of the last podcasts that I was on with you guys. You know, I know we were talking about the last time you shit your pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good story time.
So, last night,
Jesus,
didn't shit my pants, but definitely sharted, and it was you know, a little more than a wet fart.
I definitely don't believe that's the first time that's ever happened to you.
Oh yeah, absolutely not. I don't think it was the first time it happened that week.
No, it definitely was, and like I said. I've had wet farts, you know. I haven't shit myself since I was, like, a kid. But this was a little more than a wet fart.
So, if I could, I remember recording that episode, and I was the only person that, as an adult, had ever crapped my pants, according to you guys. However, I didn't believe it then, and I don't believe it now. There's no way you guys have not crapped your pants.
How else do you think I would have been that, like, blown away by that moment that I decided to text you guys and tell you I had a story? That was while I was on the toilet taking a shit.
That's what bathroom break is for.
I know.
Okay. Adam. I think that one episode was titled correctly. What was the situation? All you did was you tell us that you shit your pants. Like, what was the situation? Like, there's no story there, brother.
The story was, I sharted.
Well, what was the setting? Where were you?
Oh, dude, I was getting ready to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Walk out to the garage, grabbing a water, walking back in the house. You know, walk in, feel a little pressure, try to squeeze out a fart. Ends up being a little more than a fart.
So you're
had
at
a bad
home.
Day, had to walk to the bathroom, go commando.
Wow. So you were at home. Yeah.
Wow. I still don't believe I'm the only person on this podcast who has crapped his pants as an adult.
I think I'm remembering a story. I think I'm remembering a story here.
And were you dressed like a penguin?
No, I was at work when I worked in a restaurant and I hadn't had red meat in a few weeks because I had like medical tests done. And then I decided to have like 6 steaks and a couple short ribs. Like 2 pounds of it. And I was in the elevator at my dad's place, like waiting to come up at like 11 p.m. after work. And I crapped my pants in the elevator.
Okay. I remember this one now.
There's so many.
So that's basically a medical reason for why I crapped my pants.
There's so many information I need. So what medical tests do you take where you can't have red meat?
I don't know. I just was told by the doctor, like, hey, don't have red meat. Don't have like too much salt for this period of time. And I was like, okay, no problem. And then 3 weeks later, I was like, bam, got my blood test done. I'm going to eat as much beef as possible. I went full Kenny versus Spenny. How much meat can you eat in one sitting kind of deal? And next thing you know, I'm crapping my pants in an elevator.
It was a blood test. That's what it was.
It was a blood test. Okay. It was a blood test. Yeah.
So Alan, knowing you,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even, you know, the red meat thing doesn't surprise me, but how did you go without like loading up a salt shaker onto like a single chip
for 3 weeks. It was tough. As you know, I put salt on everything. I've ordered toast with salt on it because I want them to salt it before I salt it. I don't know how I did it. I was a young man and I made it 3 weeks without, you know, having a heart attack. So that was impressive. Yeah.
All right, I'll tell a story. I don't know if it's true or not. You know how memories are whatever. They're subject to a lot of things. I think I remember vaguely when I used to work at this other place. It was really far. I would go to the gym so I could miss the rush hour traffic on the way home. So I'd go to the gym right after work out there. So I always had a pair of like extra underwear and shorts and stuff in my car. I remember being in there before anyone else was coming in, and I think I was like eating breakfast, and I think I did the Adam where like I thought it was a fart, but it wasn't. and then I think I remember I had to run out to the car, get the workout undies, and wear those the rest of the day. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you guys are just saying you've crapped your pants, but it sounded different, so it doesn't count.
Well, no. See, because when I feel like, you know, crap your pants, I'm thinking like running down the leg or like a full-on log. No, this was like a thought I was safe. Oops. Right. Got to change the underpants now.
You always think it's safe.
I'm sorry. If you change your underpants, you crap your pants.
Okay, then I shit my pants last night.
There we go. That's all I want you to admit as a 30-year-old man.
You got you got it out of me.
What did you do with your underwear?
Oh, I threw them away.
Yeah, you just threw them away.
Like that one guy?
Yeah,
you threw them away. Yeah. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
That's not a skid mark. That's a, I don't know, burnout? So
I want to explain something to the listeners right now because I think they're slightly confused. This is our first episode in about 4 months, give or take. We usually don't talk about crapping our pants. It's called the Bathroom Break Podcast, but it is not usually about crapping your pants. I just want to say that right now so that they know not every episode will start with a "didn't you crap your pants yesterday" kind of story. We are not a crap your pants podcast. We just happen to be three dudes who have crapped their pants as adults.
But
every now and then,
on the spectrum of not a crap your pants podcast to a crap your pants podcast, I think we're closer to a crap your pants podcast. It's just we're not exclusive to a crap your pants podcast.
Did you ever think as an adult you would be saying well that said. Sentence?
No. I never thought so.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
by the way, we are all three highly educated men, you know, and we're talking about crapping our pants on a podcast. So this has been an adventure. It really has. I'm glad to be back is what I'm saying.
I don't know if I'd call myself highly educated.
Yeah, the listeners don't think they'd call you highly educated either.
I mean, I'll go with educated. Leave the highly out for me.
Well, I'm very happy we're back, too. I absolutely. And being all three highly educated people that no one should take ever advice from ever, I have a situation that maybe highly educated people would have a good answer to. This is probably the situation for a lot of people at their family get-togethers or even Christmas get-togethers. Let's just say you're at a huge Christmas party, family, friends, just a gigantic Christmas party. There's one bathroom. It's close to the dining area, and you have to shit your pants. Just like just like Adam, you know? Do you use the bathroom that's close to the dining area, or what do you do? What do you do?
Wait, you said that's the only bathroom?
Yeah, it's the only bathroom.
It's the only one close. Yep.
The only one. The only bathroom.
The only bathroom in the house? Yeah, I'm using that bathroom.
You're not worried about the ramifications of that, Adam?
At just a big family dinner?
No.
Let's say let's say it's your new girlfriend's family dinner.
It's not even your new girlfriend's. It's your brother's new girlfriend first dinner, too.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know.
And Alan's there.
I'd still probably go, because I feel like the bubble gut sitting at the dining table would probably be even worse. So.
Mm. Okay. See, it depends on situation. How long have we been dating? You know, has she heard those sounds from multiple doorways away yet? How good is the family hearing? There's a lot of factors that come into play here.
I think I would have to leave and come back.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pussies.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. You know, people would make comments. It would ruin some people's dinners. Probably all the toddlers wouldn't be able to eat.
Yeah. You'd be getting nicknames left and right. Every time you'd come over from then on, it'd be like, hey, but I don't even know what they'd call you, but they'd figure it out.
On a related note, there's a bathroom at work that people blow up all the time. And
is it like known as the blow up bathroom?
It has to be known as the blow up bathroom. So I'll like open the door and I'll see it's blown up and I'll just run out and I'll be like, and I'll make audible, nope, nope. And I like go towards another one because I don't want people to think it was me. Like, it's that bad. It's that bad. One time I went in, I'm like, okay, I can stomach it. I don't have to pee that far. And like, it was so sour, so strong, so sour. I had to leave. And I was like, nope, nope.
So sour.
Yeah, dude. It's a strong, sour
smell. So this is what's happened to Bathroom Break Podcast, huh?
Dude, I told you, I didn't have anything prepared, really.
I told you that I'd give you a story that would lead to at least 7-8 minutes of conversation. I think I've surpassed that now.
This is true. Okay, no, I like it. I like it. Yeah. I'm glad that I am not now known as the only person of us three who has crapped their pants as an adult. Adam has admitted it. Justin, I'm sure he'll claim there's some kind of spectrum of sharding to crapping his pants, and he's somewhere in the middle. He's crapped his pants.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle.
According to Alan's scale, we've all crapped our pants.
Apparently. If you've had to change your underwear, you crapped your pants.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever
Adam's sold? Like, oh yeah, like twice a week.
No, that's the only time that has happened, probably since maybe like high school.
I really thought he was going to say since November. I really thought he was going to say since November.
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
Complete bullshit on that. Oh well.
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty good at, you know,
remembering when you crap your pants. I'm hoping you're pretty good at remembering when you crap your pants.
Like I said, dude, it was a pretty like mind-blowing experience. Like, I was kind of half excited about it. I was like, oh my god, I gotta tell somebody.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But also at the same time, thank you for confiding in us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And to all the listeners.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All six people who are like, oh, they're back. When did they leave? Oh, this is what it's about. Yeah, they're really happy.
Yeah. All right.
We bring the goods.
Yeah, so usually we play games on this podcast. Usually we have random stupid conversations, like Justin said. Usually it's three dumbasses talking, and as you've seen, that's been holding up to be true so far. With that being said, it is late December. We're moving towards Christmas, and last Christmas was the middle of our podcast. When we kept this thing going, we were getting good numbers, and things were going well. So I thought we'd bring back one Christmas question that I want to ask you, and it's a would you rather. Are you guys ready?
I'm absolutely ready. Yep.
Because I just have one question. Okay, would you rather get in a fist fight with Santa Claus and have to murder him with your bare hands in front of your 7-year-old child who believes in Santa Claus and loves Santa Claus, or would you rather have a close family friend die every Christmas for the rest of your life?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry to my 7-year-old kid, but I'm beating the shit out of Santa Claus.
Am I going to prison?
To his death. Are you going to prison?
What are the consequences of me killing Santa?
You never said that. You were pretty specific on everything else.
It's purely moral.
So there's no
legal punishment.
No consequences.
There's no repercussions. Yeah, there's I'm no murdering Santa Claus.
There's no legal repercussions.
Aside from my child having, you know, nightmares for the rest of his life, mm-hmm. that we can get him counseling for.
Well, you can hope that counseling helps.
Yeah,
if it doesn't, hopefully it was my first, and he can be your kid.
Obviously, someone hasn't seen the studies about recovery from PTSD. However, Santa's gotta die, I think.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know what I'm calling the episode. Santa's gotta die, I think. Yeah. Okay, there's a solid title for our Christmas episode 2019.
Yeah. What about you? You have to answer it too.
Wait, so you both chose killing Santa?
With my bare hands in front of my child.
The man who brings joy to millions of children every year.
Well, obviously he did something that's endangering the life of me, my family, and everyone, where I have to kill him with my bare hands. Where he doesn't stop when he's unconscious.
It's a simple, you're just pitted against him. He didn't do anything wrong. He's probably
you never said that either.
He's probably begging for his life because he's an old man.
Is it that Santa from that jewelry commercial? The buff one? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Nope, it's old Santa, a couple years away from retirement Santa.
I want wrinkly-ass fucking fat Santa. I'm beating the shit out of him.
All right, we have a contender for the name episode of 2019.
Yeah, Santa's gotta die, dude. I mean, it's just, okay, so you're going to run out of all these close family members, and it's going to end up being your 7-year-old kid who's probably going to be like, what, 12 when it gets to them?
Hold on. I said family friend. Close family friend.
I don't want to see my family friends die.
Family. Whoa, you're right. Huh, that does kind of change it.
You're right?
Yeah. Justin, so you'd rather see me die than kill Santa Claus?
I mean, have you ever killed someone with your bare hands? I mean,
yeah, man. Mrs. Claus is gonna be a widow. That's fucked up, Adam.
Yeah, dude. Santa.
She can have one of the elves step in.
I think.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know, man. That's a really tough question. What would you do? You have to tell us what you'd do.
I think I'd choose the family friend.
Damn.
I don't know.
A little heartbroken.
Every year, every
single
year.
Kind of upset I invite you over to my house all the time.
Every single year?
I didn't. Every single year, yeah. That I'm alive, yes.
Yeah, I think Santa's got to go. I think Santa's got to go, dude.
Wow.
Yep. Every year on Christmas, right, a close family friend dies.
Yep, doesn't catch you off guard.
You're neurotic, Alan.
Can't do that.
Every year around Christmas, you would just get so depressed.
Not really. I don't have many friends.
No. Yeah, so we'd all be gone within like 5 years, and then you'd just be even more sad. Don't try to play like you wouldn't kill Santa Claus, Alan. I know your ass.
I'm just saying.
But
you know.
Okay. But just, if we know this, we could do bathroom breaks live on Christmas to see if one of us would just die that day.
Whoop! Yeah. Justin's house just got struck by an airplane. Hooray!
Yeah.
What? I don't think we've had an episode where it didn't turn dark at the end, so I just thought I would throw that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a situation.
Okay, let's do this.
It's not really a situation. I saw this question just before we came on. Name the last actually good Christmas movie. I know the one I think was actually good.
The last actually good Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Elf.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, that's kind of what pops out, Elf.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's got to be Elf. You know, Elf came out in 2003, though?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm old.
It's a lot older than I thought it was.
So 16 years before there was actually a good Christmas movie.
Adam, you weren't even in high school yet.
No, I was not. I was, coming out of the 8th grade. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, my high school girlfriend and I saw it in theaters. I remember that. It was hilarious. Yep.
I don't know why Adam's laughing so hard.
I have no idea.
Okay. Is he just picturing like 17-year-old Justin hitting on a girl? That would make me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thought made me giggle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Adam's over here giggling and crapping his pants. This all checks out. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
All right. Okay, so Alan, actually, this is for everyone, but let's say you're at this Christmas party that Adam blew the shitter up. He just blew it up, and you're sitting down to eat, and you guys are, doing the commotion about the shitter being all stinky and sour smelling and everything. And then let's say Adam's brother's girlfriend or significant other or wife or whatever turns to you and says, I've never seen Die Hard and I'm unapologetic about it.
I've never seen Die Hard.
What?
Wow.
What?
And I'm unapologetic about it.
What?
Jeez, Adam.
I've also never seen The Lord of the Rings or Star Wars. Yeah, people are usually thrown off on that one.
How do we get him off of this podcast? Is it too late?
I mean, what do you watch? Why? What is that? Like, what is that urge not to see, like, classics in the culture that you live in?
I don't know. You know, I've tried watching Star Wars before, but it just wasn't for me. The first Lord of the Rings, I think I watched with my dad when it like first came out on DVD, and I just wasn't that into it. I don't know. I just wasn't really that into the storyline or the fantasy kind of thing. With Die Hard, I really don't know. I don't know why I haven't seen that one. Probably just so never had the chance to.
I'm just trying to like think about it. Like,
how have you never had the chance to?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Statistically, I'm thinking here. Okay, let's say we pull every American.
Well,
every American, if they've seen those movies, and for you to have not seen any of them, you're in a category that only has future Al Qaeda members. Like, that's it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're well, I mean, like,
we all lived together for a good amount of time. Neither of you ever asked me, hey, you want to watch Die Hard?
Because we figured you watched it on your own time, like every other man.
I had the box set in the closet.
Well, you kept it in your closet instead out in the living room. That's your fault.
I swear I put that on a
couple times. You're the reason I've never seen Die Hard.
I swear I put that on Adam, a couple times.
Adam, we're watching Die Hard this year.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Like I said, I'm down.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
But Alan,
never seen it.
Hey, so Alan,
what's happening this weekend?
Alan has a point here, though. You're kind of like not American. Like, you're not a part of the culture. You're just because you haven't seen the cult classics, the culture classics.
Yeah, you probably like soccer.
I'm not like a soccer fan. Oh, I will support the U.S. women's national team.
You like soccer? Jeez.
I've told you the story about why I enjoy watching the U.S. women's national team.
Because you want to find places to blow up with your future Al-Qaeda members?
I don't even know what that means.
It means we're worried that you're a terrorist, yeah. Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd have to be a lot smarter than I am.
So now you're saying there's good things about terrorists, like their intellect. I'm just saying here, Adam.
That's true.
I'm so confused.
I get it.
That sounds about right.
All right. How about this one? You're at a huge Christmas party, and all the food and drink you know is tainted with an extremely strong and potent hallucinogen. What do you do?
I eat as much of it as I can.
Sit back and watch.
Yeah, you just join in, right? You probably have the best trip out of everyone.
Oh, honestly, I might sit back and watch, and then once I was able to like see some fun, yeah, it'd be a great time.
Yeah, I'd jump in. I'd go in. I want to trip out first.
I think you have to jump in, because I think hanging out with people that are just tripping out is kind of boring. It's probably boring.
Yeah.
It's got to be boring. Yeah.
Well, but if this was like family and like extended family, you know? I feel like if you just kind of sat back and watched, you'd see a lot of things that you would never see otherwise. That's the only reason I say I would like sit back and watch first. Sorry, I burped.
I'm going to do the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do them. But Alan, you couldn't say that you wouldn't like want to cherish the opportunity to sit back and watch like your dad just get blitzed out of his mind on whatever hallucinogen Justin spiked the food with?
No, I would want to join in and, you know, have a fun, you know, father-son day.
Oh, yeah. But I'd want to give it, like, you know, 20 minutes and just watch it sober first.
Is that how long it takes to kick in? See, I was thinking, like,
I don't know. Edibles. Justin didn't really say what kind of hallucinogen, just said a hallucinogen.
Extremely potent hallucinogen.
So that might be instant, for all we know. Both ways are going to be fun.
Hmm. So what you're saying is you don't want to join in with your father and do fun American activities like get really, really high. You've never seen Die Hard.
Star Were you listening?
Or Lord of the Rings, and you have massive respect for the intellect of terrorists. Adam, you're not coming off great in this episode, bud.
It's a good recap
Alan, of the whole episode. Alan, you always, recap, right? Always twist my words to make
the only
not
thing
sound
I left off out of that. The only yeah. thing I left off, Adam, is
that I shit my pants.
You would, hold on, is that you shit your pants and you would kill Santa? Let me know where I'm wrong here, bud.
I absolutely would kill Santa. So would Justin.
Wow, Al Qaeda.
That's a pretty good recap of the episode. Oh.